Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Quarles about the North American International Livestock Expo that will take place this year in Louisville.
We are pleased to announce that in the wake of a successful Kentucky State Fair livestock show, no, it wasn't the state fair that we wanted, but we did have a great livestock show, that the North American has been approved, gone to the governor's office, and so we are going to welcome livestock participants from around the country and from abroad to come to Kentucky like they usually do and show their animals. And this is very important for one big reason. A lot of these large livestock shows have been canceled, particularly in the dairy industry, and they need a livestock show that's purebred so they can market their animals in the upcoming year. A lot of these are high-end livestock producers that want to be able to say, hey, we can compete at the highest of levels. So it's so important that the North American continue. It will not have some components that we're used to, like the bull riding and rodeo will not be part of it. But I think, like the Kentucky State Fair, we are fortunate to have a livestock show, and we are still piecing it together. We're still learning from what worked well at State Fair, what needs improvement, because if it was canceled, other states, I think, would have competed for it. So we're happy to keep it here in Kentucky.
I was going to say, keeping it in Kentucky is major, not only for our livestock industry, but for our businesses and industry around Louisville there as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And whenever you have agriculture coming to Kentucky, it's also an economic development opportunity. It's hopefully filling up the hotels. It's filling up the restaurants. And I know that in 2020, nothing's normal, and we know that participation is going to be down, and the large crowd that sometimes that these events attract simply will not occur this year. But the important thing is that we're doing the best with the situation that we have, and that agriculture will move forward no matter what. Agriculture is somewhat immune from some of the shutdowns that you've seen in other industries, is that we are an industry that's based off seasons. And so it's so important that we continue, just like we did with keeping agriculture open when other industries were shutting down earlier this year.
You mentioned kind of pattern at the State Fair. What things did you learn from the State Fair that you were able to put into the plan for the North American?
We learned that Kentucky is ready to have events again. There is an anxiousness to get out and about and see people. We were able to put public health first by asking people to put a mask on indoors. And just follow basic common sense. And I think that's something that our state can do. I think that there is a tendency right now for a little bit of fear-mongering. I think there's some tendency right now to cancel things without even having a chance to look at what is common sense. And I think in agriculture, we are common sense folks. We're down-to-earth folks. And we're going to make sure that we put public health first. And we did it with the Kentucky State Fair. We can do it to North America. And I personally believe it's time to keep our economy open, and that as long as we have some common sense and put public health first, is that we are ready to have events in Kentucky again.
For people who may not know, the North America attracts cattle from all across the country and sometimes from around the world, a lot of cattle, and it's really put Kentucky on the map over the years, hasn't it?
Absolutely. The North American really is definitively the largest purebred livestock show in the world. And it's not just about cattle. There's other breeds there. The dairy industry is very reliant upon the ability to show, especially this year, some of their major shows being canceled up in Wisconsin and some other states. But it's also an opportunity for us to showcase Kentucky agriculture at the international level. And in fact, we send embryos as far away as the Sudan every year because of the relationships that we build at the North American. And so it really is an opportunity for us to showcase Kentucky, kind of like what the Kentucky Derby does for our state every year.
Our guest today, Kentucky Ag Commissioner Dr. Ryan Quarles, talking about the North American International Livestock Exposition. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.